Hello, welcome to another telecast with Popey. I think this is episode 7. I'm still in Canada and thought I'd find a little quiet place in the hotel to vent my thoughts on a subject that's been kind of bothering me for a little while. And it really relates to how many Linux distributions there are and their prevalence and the fact that people continue to make them. I mean, when I say continue to make them, not that all distros should shut down. What I'm talking about is people continue to make new ones. It feels like every month or so, maybe a little more than that, there's a new Linux distribution that comes out. Now, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing that people create Linux distributions. That's perfectly fine, especially that they're a great learning exercise. It's a great way to understand how a Linux distribution is put together and also understand things like the boot process and how a desktop environment fits together and all the components you need to put together in order to make a distribution that, you know, you might traditionally think of as a Linux distribution. But it does get me wondering a couple of things. One is, do we really need them? Do we really need them to be shared? Like, when someone makes a Linux distribution, is there some compelling reason why that needs to be shared with the wider world? Does it really need a full-on website, a mirror with all the ISO files on it? Does it really need to have a whole load of marketing around it and be submitted to DistroWatch for the latest news and so on and so on, and all the things you do around having a Linux distribution? Or should you just create it and keep it to yourself, maybe share it with a couple of friends? Do distributions, new ones, really need to have all of the hype around them in the same way that all the existing ones do? And my gut feeling is no. You still learn what you need to learn by making the distro. That hasn't been taken away from you. And sure, it's nice to share your creation with someone else, but I'm not entirely sure they should be shared so much that tens, hundreds, maybe if you're lucky, thousands of people will install it, committing their time to looking at your creation and using your creation, maybe even on a daily basis if you're lucky. Is that really a good use of your time and a good use of their time? Because many of these distributions sadly fall by the wayside or don't get updates, or the person who created them moves on and finds something more interesting to do with their life. And that has an impact on the tens, hundreds, or thousands. It's multiplied. The amount of effort that all those people have to go through now is significant if they're going to have to, you know, back up their files, install another distro. Now, I realize installing a distro is not hard, especially if you're the kind of person who's a distro hopper and you switch around from one to another all the time. It's not that much of an overhead, but multiply it 10, 100, 1,000 times. It's a bit selfish for a distro developer to actually reach out to all those people and say, you need to reinstall your Linux distribution because I've decided I don't want to do this anymore. And so part of me feels like, look, let's just wind it in a bit, slow it down, let's stop making distros. And what I really would rather people did is create more applications, develop applications for Linux, because that's the big thing that's missing. We don't need more distros, we need more apps. Like, if you go to any of the app stores on any platform, look at the Android app store, look at the iOS app store, go even to the Windows store or iTunes store for macOS, have a browse around and look how many applications are in there. Then go and have a look at any Linux repository or the Snap Store or Flatpak or AppImage. It doesn't really matter. It's like you can add them all up, all of the Linux repositories, and they don't come close to all the software that's available on all these other platforms. And why is that? Well, developers are going to target platforms where they're expected to get users, and in some cases, customers who are going to pay them money, or eyeballs where they can show them adverts. But I do think that we have a core set of Linux users who are crying out for new applications. And I would really love it if those people who are spending their time and effort creating new Linux distributions had a think about what applications are missing and maybe turn themselves to creating those applications. Take, for example, there's a chap called Tony George, goes by the name Tony George online, and has created a bunch of applications which are very popular on Linux Mint and also on Ubuntu. And they saw a need for those applications. Now, I'm not necessarily saying those applications are good or bad, or, you know, there's any, I'm not passing judgment on those applications, but they created them. They created applications which are being used by thousands of people. And I think that's what we're missing. I think we're missing that spark that gets people creating applications. The elementary guys are doing something right with their rather strict and pretty documentation for getting new developers on board, creating applications in Vala. And similarly, the KDE developers have a wide breadth of applications to pull from, and so people can learn from existing applications. I wonder what we can do to inspire people who come into our community and inspire them to fill the gap in those app stores, to fill the gap that is missing, the big thing that's missing on Linux, which is applications. And how do we motivate people to do that? And what can we do to promote this as a thing that people should be doing? I'm not necessarily saying, hey, you stop making a distro. I would personally think we've reached a saturation point. I think we've got enough of them unless something amazing comes along. But that's just my personal opinion. I would also like it if there were more apps. I don't think anyone would say, right, we can call it a day now, everyone. We've got enough apps on Linux. We don't need any more. We've got exactly what we need and nothing else is needed. So I think we can probably agree that we need more apps. And so what do? How do we fire those people up? How do we push people towards making more apps for Linux? That's my big question. Thanks for listening, everyone, and I would love to hear your feedback on Telegram. As always, you can find the chatter channel linked in the top of the Telecast with Popey channel. And maybe the next one of these, I'll be back in the UK. Who knows? See you all soon.